And welcome back to the Tuned In Podcast. We're here, baby.
Yes, sir. We made it.
Yeah, we're almost halfway through the season.
That's
we're
right.
Getting there, but some actual good games to talk about. There's been some excitement this week. But,
oh, man.
School's been starting this just recently. How's it been for you?
Oh, man. It's been a little crazy. My last first day of college. Pretty exciting.
Let's go.
I'm excited to be done. So how is it for you?
It's good. Last time was so crazy and busy. Lots of homework. This time's not as bad.
That's good.
So I'm doing good.
That's good. That's good. I don't know about you. I got up to my car this morning and there was like a sheet of snow on my car.
Yep.
I guess it's that time. We were overdue for it, I feel like. But
yeah, I'm not excited to start brushing my windshield every morning.
No, that's not fun.
And then also, just kind of fun, one of my classes, we're learning how to use like ChatGPT better.
Oh, let's go.
And so they're like teaching us how to use it. And so, I don't know, I got the premium version of ChatGPT.
Oh, let's go.
So I've just been messing around with that the last couple of days. It's been actually really fun.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this episode's written by Andrew's ChatGPT subscription.
Yeah, no, it would actually not do a bad job. So
probably would do a good job.
Yeah, but we got a good episode coming today. We're going to kind of catch our normal flow. We're going to talk about our predictions from last week and how our last four games have gone. And also predict, we have four more games coming up this week that we'll talk about. We'll award our player of the week to somebody special. And then we got a little bit of Jazz news with some G League tank update. And then we'll talk about the All-Star voting, how that's been going. And then we'll finish it off, of course, with a little fantasy update on our fantasy teams, some Utah Hockey Club, and some BYU basketball and football.
Don't forget to check us out, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, we're there. You can also find us on Instagram, all of those platforms, at Tuned In Jazz. And we would love for your support, your comments, get involved in the conversation, share episodes with a friend. We appreciate your support. And this is episode 57 of Tuned In Jazz.
Well, I guess let's start off where we left off last episode,
yes, sir.
Which is the Miami Heat game.
Yes.
We played them twice this week, finished out the season series.
We did.
Didn't go too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Not bad. I know you actually predicted the win on this one.
Yeah.
So were you still surprised? Like, because I honestly was shocked that they won by 36 points.
Yeah.
I know the Heat are in turmoil right now, but that was a shocker to me.
Yeah, that was kind of my thought. It was the whole Jimmy Butler stuff was just pretty fresh. 36 points was crazy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. All thanks to Bryce Sensabaugh.
Right.
34 points, 12 for 18 shooting. I don't know who told Bryce Sensabaugh he could take 18 shots, but maybe we need to do that more often because apparently you can hit him at a high clip, or maybe it's just a fluke. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I was watching part of this, a lot of the second half of this game, and he just like was our offense for like 5 minutes straight, maybe more.
Yeah.
Like later in the game. I can't remember if, I think it was like the fourth quarter.
Wow.
But he just made a shot, made another shot, made another shot. He went on like, 4 or 5 shot streak without missing. It was crazy. So I think the coach was just like, I mean, he hasn't missed yet. So like you keep shooting, and he just kept making them. Great game for him.
Yeah. Yeah. You love to see it.
And I think even last episode, I remember we were talking about Bryce Sensabaugh. And I think the thing that we talked about is that he seems like a real NBA player. Like he'll be in the rotation.
Yeah.
Do you think he could be more than that?
This game kind of made me wonder that. We'll talk about the next game in a second, but like he followed it up with just as good of a game almost.
That's right. Yeah, let's get to that.
But so I mean, if he can string some of these together, he's had illness the last couple games, but he's been looking nice.
It makes me think like if he got tankinitis this past week, he might have caught that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, I mean, if he's playing this way, we're going to win some games.
Yeah, maybe Will Hardy was just like, maybe if I let Bryce take 18 shots, we'll lose more. And then it backfired. Maybe that was what happened.
Yeah, Will Hardy can't miss either.
I guess not.
But I guess before we get to the next game, I think we just need to shout out Walker Kessler again.
Oh, dude.
Because he's gotten like, I don't know how many like 15 or 16 rebound games he's had.
That's wild.
But there's a lot of them. And so this game, he had 14 points, 16 rebounds.
Yep.
And I feel like that's starting to just become a normal thing. But I don't want us to like overlook that.
Yeah.
Because that rebounding and that like just kind of the small things Walker Kessler does every game is helping us, helping the team in so many different ways. So I don't want to overlook that, but like he did that a lot this week.
Yeah. Me and a friend were watching the Kings Celtics game last night. We were watching Sabonis and like it's incredible to watch a guy like Sabonis because like he's the type of player that's like the offense doesn't really run through him, but he makes himself valuable with like how many like he had a 20-20 game last night. And I just kept thinking about Walker Kessler and I'm like, is that like if that's what he could become, even if he's not a 30-point game scorer at any point in his career, if he can get a block or two a night, you know,
make the right pass,
15 rebounds, we really don't need him to score that many points. That's just the role he'll play on a good team. So,
and it, maybe to double that, I don't know if you saw the Cavs Thunder game. Jarrett Allen,
that was a crazy game.
Jarrett Allen had was their best player, and he's like he's not like a 3-point shooter, or really anything crazy. He is a good passer, but like. He won that game for him. He had like 27 points and 15 rebounds. And yeah, I think if you can even get a center that can rebound really well, block shots, and set screens, like that's great.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So a really good game from him. We'll take a 36-point win on a random Saturday night. It's fun to see.
Yeah, and then I guess, of course, Bryce Sensabaugh. He did the same thing the next game against the Magic where we ended up also winning, but he had 27 points, shot 19 shots. So I guess he wanted to top the 18 with an extra one, but he was 5-for-6 from three, super efficient. I don't think he'll keep this up because nobody can keep up shooting that well, but he's doing great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I thought he played really well. Colin Sexton also had a pretty good game. He wasn't shooting very efficiently. 6-for-18 is not fantastic, but we'll take a 20-point night from Colin Sexton. That's a good night for him.
Yeah, and that was also a win without Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah.
And without Keontae George.
Yeah.
So pretty cool. Micah Potter also, I don't know if you've noticed, he hasn't really done a whole lot, but he's been starting some games here and there. He hasn't been doing too bad.
Yeah. I like Micah Potter a lot. When I watched him in some of those like Team USA scrimmages and stuff, he's got like a really cool skill set. Like he can stretch the floor pretty good. He plays like a big man. It's hard to fit it in the NBA, just I don't know, with his size, but
he's a pretty good defender too. Like he can kind of move his feet on the perimeter and also block some shots.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know, shout out to him. He's been playing a lot this week.
Good for him.
And then we went on to lose a couple games. Let's talk about this Atlanta Hawks game.
What a heartbreaker.
I love this kind of game, honestly, especially this year. Both our predictions were kind of opposites. I thought we were going to win. You thought we were going to lose. And what do you know? It was actually really close. And so it was one of those games that probably was hard to predict. But Trae Young's just that guy, I guess.
Yeah.
That might be like one of the plays of the year for the entire NBA.
Oh, yeah.
I know last year, Max Strus had like a half-court buzzer beater. So this year, I guess it just happened to be against us.
Yeah. Yeah, if you didn't watch it, I think it was Colin Sexton that hit the shot, right?
Yes,
Hits kind of a fadeaway contested three to tie it. And then Trae Young with like 2-point-something seconds drives to the half court and hits a... just a circus shot to win the game. He like waved off the crowd like Trae Young does here in Utah.
Yeah. He always loves being on the away team.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't have a great game overall. I was looking, his efficiency wasn't super fantastic that game.
I also say when Colin Sexton hit the shot, we almost turned the ball over before that.
Oh, yeah.
Like he was just happened to be able to be faster than other people to get the loose ball.
Yeah.
So kind of a little lucky. I hope we can get a little bit better at that ball security thing. Yeah.
Also not sure if I love the idea of Colin Sexton being the one to take our last shot. He's been pretty good. That's true.
He's honestly playing just as good as he did the end of last year, yeah, where he's putting up points.
Yeah, that's true.
Lauri Markkanen was him.
Yep.
This is the Lauri Markkanen I want to see.
Absolutely.
Moving forward. I don't know if he can really try to be this Lauri Markkanen every night. Otherwise, we're going to win some games. But he's got 35 points, 2 rebounds, an assist, two steals, and a block. He shot 53% from 3, making 8 of them.
Yep.
Just killing it.
He was our only positive plus minus for the game at plus 6.
Yeah, well, and Colin Sexton plus 4.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great game from him.
Yeah.
He basically only shoots threes.
Yeah.
And that's great. Yeah. He's good percentage. He shoots a lot of threes.
I would like to see him, like, I think he had like 24 at halftime, finished with 35. I'd like to see him be a little more. I mean, I know he's not really a 50-point-a-game guy, but I would like to see him put foot on the gas a little longer in those games, although maybe they're telling him not to. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're trying to lose, but really good game. 35 points. We'll take that any night.
Yeah. A little heartbreaker.
Yeah.
But we're okay with a couple losses, like we know. And then finish the series against the Heat.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I thought, looking back, I thought we were going to win. We had a better chance of winning at home against the Heat instead of away, but I guess it didn't work out that way. We end up losing at home.
Yeah.
We did have
rough game.
Keontae out and Bryce Sensabaugh. He didn't play this game or the Hawks game.
Yeah. One interesting thing from the Hawks game and this game that I noticed, our lineups at the end of both of those games included Collier and Cody Williams.
Oh, interesting.
Which was kind of interesting. They were both close games. The Miami game was within a score with like a minute and a half left, and they kind of just hit a couple big shots, but kind of interesting. I don't know, I'm sure that those aren't the best guys to play, but it's good to see the Jazz like giving them that experience in late games, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they need.
Yeah, Patty Mills took 12 shots this game.
Yeah.
Shot 25%.
Yeah.
Not the best, but he's doing his thing.
Yeah.
I'll also add, I really like what Kyle Filipowski's doing.
Absolutely.
In these games. He doesn't like put up huge numbers, but just watching him, he's got some post moves that are like, I feel like he could score on just about anybody. Like if he's got a small guy on him, he can do post move and get a point every single time.
Absolutely.
And he's been actually a decent 3-point shooter so far.
Pretty good defender. So he had 2 steals and a block that game.
Right. Too. Yeah. And he's not like known to be a defender.
No.
I'm impressed with him probably the most out of the 3 rookies so far.
Yeah.
Just for me. And then I haven't hated Isaiah Collier running the point guard. He's dishing out a lot of good assists.
9 assists this game is crazy.
Right. Yeah. I guess out of the 3 rookies, who's impressed you the most?
Yeah, it's probably between Filipowski and Collier. I'd probably agree with you on Filipowski, though. I think he's looked the most like an NBA guy. I think Collier I'm excited about like what his ceiling is because he's still pretty young, too.
Yeah, he's got a high ceiling.
And I think he could be an NBA starting point guard at some point or even a backup point guard.
Yeah, I could see him being a little below, like maybe 80% of De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
Like maybe he averages like 18 a game and like 7 assists.
Yeah.
And he's just like a push it point guard.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
This was a rough one for Cody Williams. Played 23 minutes. He was minus 18. It was the lowest.
Oof.
In 23 minutes, it's just not great. Not great. I don't really know what Jazz need to do to help him. It kind of feels like maybe it's just not a good fit. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's a little early to say that, but hasn't been great so far.
Yeah, I mean, he did have 3 steals and 2 blocks, so it's like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's definitely grown a lot since putting him in the G League, and so
that's true.
I know the beginning of the year we were kind of getting to the point where like where do we like become impatient or like when do we panic about Cody Williams? And initially I thought, all right, give him a couple more months and let me see how he's going. It's kind of been a couple months now.
Yeah.
I feel a lot less panicked because of his G League play being a little better.
That's fair.
So I guess as long as he's improving, even if it's like by small margins, mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's fair.
But if he, I don't know, if he kind of regresses from here, then I think I'm going to start panicking again.
Yeah, I feel that.
So, but he's at least, it seems like he's at least improved a little bit.
Yeah. We talked a little last week about the Heat, you know, Jimmy Butler-less Heat. You were talking about Tyler Hero. You're right. He was hooping.
Yeah.
23-7-5. Another guy that I just like low-key really like his game is Jaime Jaquez.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's like a fireball. He's just out there like, he plays hard. He was 27-7, 2 steals, 7-for-11. Yeah, he was really...
He does a lot of things other than scoring,
yeah,
too. He's one of those guys that can, yeah, do a lot of things.
So if you're a Heat fan and you got Tyler Hero, Bam, and Jaime, that's a pretty good core to build around. You could put some more pieces in there. And
I also like Jovic.
Yeah, he's absolutely
pretty good.
Terry Rozier's a nice piece. I think Duncan Robinson, I know he's like hasn't been great the last couple of years since he got his contract, but there's been a couple points in time where he's been like just a really efficient at what, yeah, he does, which is the three, obviously. But
yeah, I know in the past we've thrown out the idea of us trading John Collins for Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, equal contract.
I don't know if I'd want to do it anymore, but
no.
If they gave us a pick, maybe.
Yeah, I'd take a Miami pick.
Yeah, they definitely look like they're on the down, so...
Yeah.
Solid week, but it's time for player of the week.
That does bring us to our player of the week, which is Mr. America. I'm just joking. Walker Kessler girlfriend
not basketball related, but I don't think you could have a better week than Kessler.
I know, right? Yeah, girlfriend
is beautiful girlfriend who's Miss America.
The lady in the country.
Kate, did you know that his girlfriend was in the running for that till last week?
I didn't
week?
Know that.
I didn't know either.
Yeah. I'm happy for him. That's awesome, though. Did you see the clip where him and Will Hardy were watching? That was pretty cool. That's cool to see Will Hardy as like a supportive, you know.
And like Will Hardy's and, not that much older than the players. Yeah. Like he's it's still wild. Pretty young.
Yeah.
And I guess I was kind of trying to look it up, but I guess his girlfriend was like a cheerleader at Auburn.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They must have met when he
somewhere
was in college.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. But my real player of the week, that was kind of just a joke, but happy for Walker Kessler, of course. My real player of the week, Bryce Sensabaugh.
I think you gotta let's give go. It to him. I was hoping you'd pick him.
I think this is probably the first time ever he's gotten, I don't even think last season we gave it to him.
He might've got G League player of the week, but
maybe,
I don't
know
if we even give that out, right?
But two really big games this week. He could have probably had a couple more. He's just been hot. But I think we saw that he had an illness or something, but really efficient with his shots. I was hitting him at a high clip. Again, it just goes back to the thing we've been talking about all season. When you get your opportunity, you have to take it. So I know he's had a lot of opportunities, but happy to see him like fill a role and make us talk about him, you know, give us a reason.
And I think this is a highlight of the season for me, that mm-hmm. 2-game stretch from Bryce.
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel better about our future.
Yeah.
Because like we're losing all these games. Sometimes you think, are our young guys even getting better?
Yeah.
Or are they just
seriously
like bus, right?
Yeah.
But it makes me feel great about this season because him doing that kind of shows us, yeah, our players are getting better.
Absolutely.
There is something around the corner.
Yeah. We see some flashes in the pan. Hopefully they're more mm-hmm. than that, but that's what you want to see at this point. 4 games coming this week, though. Again, 2 away, 2 at home, kind of like last week. But we start in Phoenix playing the Suns. What are you feeling about this one?
I don't know if you saw, they recently put Bradley Beal on the bench.
I did see
and
that.
And then they actually won their last game after they did that.
Really?
So maybe that was a good option.
Yeah.
$50 million coming off the bench is crazy.
Yeah.
But... the Suns are not doing so well.
No.
They've got KD, though. So, because they got KD, I'm going to say they win by 6.
Ooh, okay. I say win by 4. Or, I mean, Jazz lose by 4.
Okay,
Suns
pretty
win
similar.
By 4. Yeah, I agree. I think the Suns are learning, something they should have learned a while ago, which is that you can't keep just trading for aging superstars and make it work with Bradley Beal. Because it just doesn't... it's just not a good fit, but KD always gives you an opportunity to win. Just how skilled he is. On the road in Phoenix is always tough too for the Jazz. So yeah, I think I feel good about it.
Yeah, also the Jazz are 3-21 against the West. That could tell you something.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
Then we do a back-to-back, come home to the Delta Center, play the Nets, rather. Who you got in that one?
Man, the Nets actually, they played pretty close with the Nuggets last night, or at least at one point in the game it was close. I didn't see how the score ended, but...
They're on a 4-game losing streak.
Oh, are they?
By the way,
okay.
So, yeah.
Interesting. I still think Jazz will lose. A trip to Brooklyn, that's a pretty big trip. I'm going to say Jazz lose by 5. I think it'll be a close game, similar to the Heat game where we kind of are in it at the end, probably lose by a couple shots.
I've got the opposite. I think this is a big win. Ooh, we got win by 12.
Ooh, okay.
I think we're going to come home. We're going to have our fans cheering us on.
That's fair.
And the Nets might trade Cam Johnson soon.
Yeah.
They already traded Schroeder, so they're kind of trying to lose.
Yeah.
So I think...
Interesting.
I think we'll get home and we'll play a great game.
Yeah, the more they rely on Ben Simmons, the better we do.
Yeah, huh? Well, actually, Ben Simmons has cooked us before.
Yeah, he has.
So, but yeah, Jazz win by 12 for me.
Yeah, low-key though, even though D'Angelo Russell, even though they have Arnold 4-game losing streak, D'Angelo Russell has been kind of balling out since he got there. Maybe it's maybe the Nets is just where he plays his best basketball because that's what it was before. But anyways. Wednesday, we stay at home. We have a little break in between there. Sunday to Wednesday is kind of a little bit of a break. But we play the Hornets. Some might call this a must-lose game, but what are you feeling about this game?
I think they're going to try and put on a show for the fans and not lose. So I got win by 11 for the Jazz. Okay. Just to say, the Hornets have been awful their last 10 games. They're 1-9. Mm. They just, their record away from home is 2-14. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're just terrible. And I think LaMelo might not even play. He's been hurt here and there.
Yeah. They have too much talent to be that bad, I feel like. But
yeah.
I agree with you, though. I think this is going to be our win of the week, or in my opinion, the win of the week. But I think it'll be a little closer. I'll say win by 3.
Okay.
The Jazz get a good win. I'm going to keep it conservative this time.
Yeah. All right. And then Friday, our last game on the road against the Pelicans.
Oh, man.
I know recently Zion has come back.
Yeah.
He's still probably a little rusty.
Yeah.
But he did have that windmill dunk.
I saw that 360 windmill.
That was pretty sweet. But we're on the road there. So who do you got for that?
Yeah, I'm going to say a loss. I think I'm hoping the Pelicans like get it together. I don't know why they would, but. They won a game last night, I believe. I think I saw they beat somebody. I think the Jazz lose by 8. I think this one's going to be a little less close. I mean, 8's still pretty close, but 8.
Yeah, they beat the 76ers.
Oh, okay. I guess that's not as impressive.
I don't know if that's, if that's like your best win that you can have.
Yeah.
They also beat the Wizards twice.
Oh, man.
Recently, so they haven't been playing good teams.
That's fair.
But I'm going to say that we lose as well.
Yeah.
Lose by 5.
Okay.
I'll say it's close.
Pretty close. Yeah. So hopefully, so what does that put you? I'm at 1-3 this week. I think that's what we'll go.
I'm 2-2.
2-2. Okay. Yeah. So we're pretty close. Our predictions were pretty close last week. So hopefully we're close again this week.
All right. And then we also want to just bring up the Stars.
Yes.
Kind of just a random note, they completely revamped their website for all the box scores, so we can actually look at them now.
Let's go.
Which is nice. But I guess we played the Clippers G League team last week. And then in that game, I don't know if you were talking about it, Oscar Tshiebwe is just like a crazy good player in the G League.
Yeah,
he gets so many this game he had 24 rebounds. I don't know if we're ever going to bring him up to the Jazz, but if we do, he's probably going to get 15 rebounds in that game.
Yeah.
Maybe he's rubbed off on Kessler, who knows.
Yeah.
But honestly, this first game none of our rookies played.
No.
So you could say what you want. Elijah Harkless, that guy we signed to two-way, he's been pretty good. He had 23 points. And then we also went back home. We played the Iowa Wolves.
Mm.
G League team. I think they're with the Timberwolves, but they're in Iowa, so a little bit further away.
Yeah.
And then kind of looking
at... It's a high-scoring game, 133-124.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of points put up. We had a 40-point third quarter.
Yeah.
Again, none of our rookies really played, but
yeah,
our boy Oscar Tshiebwe had 14-14.
He's wild, dude.
Darion Sebron, 33 points for him.
Interesting.
I've never heard of that guy. To be honest, that's a first. And then Elijah Harkless, he had 32 points. Man. So... pretty cool, pretty cool.
Not bad. We'll take that.
I mean,
that.
No. And then on the other side, Terrence Shannon Jr., he put up 47 points for the Wolves. Insane game for him. So, dang. I mean, if you want to go see a show, some of these Stars games, you can see the rookies for other teams too.
Yeah.
So, Terrence Shannon Jr. put up a show.
Yeah.
In a loss, though, unfortunately for them. But yeah, some good G League stuff. I guess our rookies didn't really play as much in there this week, but they're doing well.
A little tankathon update. Not much of an update. I feel like we were in fifth last week.
Right.
We're still in fifth, although the margin's pretty close. I mean, we're at 9 wins. Washington, who's at first, is at 6 wins. So we're like one good streak / bad streak away from that.
And it's good to know, like, some of those teams below us were on, like, 10-game losing streaks or, like, 5-game losing streaks. Those other teams are actually starting to win some games. And I think those Eastern Conference teams are going to play each other hopefully soon.
Yeah.
So maybe that can help us drop a couple spots.
Yeah. The sad thing to me is I don't think Toronto and New Orleans have any business being this bad. They just have so much talent on both of those teams.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe more so New Orleans, but Toronto, I mean,
New Orleans has had, like, their entire team injured this year.
Yeah.
Like, Ingram's been out. Herb Jones just got out.
Injured, quote-unquote.
Williamson's out. Yeah. The new point guard they got, DeJounte Murray, he's been out. So it's like, I kind of get it for them, but I think once their guys come back, they should start winning.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Yeah, do you think any of these teams you think we could flip-flop with to get a lower... spot?
Yeah, I think my hope is that we can get in the top three at least. I think that's kind of our sweet spot. We obviously want the number one, but top three, get 14% odds. That's where we want to be. Because it doesn't necessarily matter if we're third or first, it'll be the same odds. So, yeah, I don't know. I think Toronto and Charlotte are 1-9 in their last 10, Washington 2-8. So
they're trying their hardest to keep that
tough,
spot.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So I guess those games this week against Pelicans and Charlotte and Brooklyn, those are kind of must losses if we want to get like really low in the standings.
Yeah.
But honestly, like even where we stand right now at fifth, we still have a 10% chance at the number one pick.
Yeah.
And a 42% chance at a top four pick.
Yep.
So that's still pretty solid. We'll definitely take that. Yeah. But yeah, we want to keep losing.
A little update on our other picks too. Minnesota is inching closer and closer to the lottery. they're at 19 right now, but they're on a 3-game. Oh, they've won 3 in a row, but they've had some rough patches this season, so that could be a good pick. Obviously, Cleveland's not going to be great this year. Currently, the 30th.
They might win 70 games at this pace.
So that'll probably be the last pick in the draft, would be my guess. Probably, or at least in the first round. So,
yeah,
pretty wild. All-star voting, our second return of all-star voting. This one was a little less crazy. I think the first one had like Bronny James and some other, of course, troll votes. But this one is a little more for real, I think. A couple of crazy ones. But what stands out to you about the second return of All-Star votes?
Well, maybe I'll start with, I've been trying to vote here and there.
Yeah.
Every couple of days, I'll click the link on my browser and just put in some votes.
Yeah.
Of course, you can vote for 10 guys every day if you want. So I don't... how I've normally voted, these are kind of just the players that I like to watch, some of my fan favorites. I always vote at least one Jazz guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any Jazz guys in the top spots for votes. I think Laurie would be probably the highest, but he hasn't made this voting return in like the top 10 for his position.
Yeah.
And then I always vote for my Milwaukee guys, Giannis and Lillard. They're both doing really well. I think Giannis, it looks like he's clearly the number one vote getter.
Yeah.
So he's a fan favorite around the league.
Yeah, and then by like half a million votes, too. It's crazy. Yeah,
he's 500,000 votes above Jokic. He's kind of number two.
Wow.
And then I always vote for Victor Wembanyama because I think he deserves his first All-Star appearance. And absolutely. I also want to see him do some cool stuff in the All-Star game. Maybe he could make it fun.
Yeah.
And then I've been voting for Jalen Williams from the Thunder. I think he deserves a shout.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then who else? Norman Powell, maybe. I don't think he'll make it, but he's been really good. De'Aaron Fox, I kind of hope him or Sabonis, one of them should make it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of my guys. But not all of those guys are in the top spots that I think other fans are voting for. But who kind of stands out to you?
There's some surprises for me, guys that are getting lower votes than they should. I mean, Shea's still the number one guard. The number one guard overall in votes, but he's having an incredible he's making a legitimate case to argue against Jokic, which is a hard thing to do with what Jokic is doing.
He might be like the odds on favorite for MVP. Yeah.
But he had like a million less than Giannis, which is kind of crazy to me, almost a million. Luka only got 1,300 votes. I guess he's been injured, but he is Luka. Does what he does.
Donovan Mitchell, he's gotten a 1.1.
Mm-hmm.
He has to make it. If with the Cavs being that good, they should get probably two All-Stars.
Yeah. I also don't necessarily agree that LaMelo should be number one in the East guards. Jalen Brunson's been playing really well. Dame's really good.
LaMelo's been hurt as well, so that's going to penalize him a lot.
Even guys like Tyrese Maxey and Trae Young have had really good games this year, so I'm not sure about the LaMelo one, but these are just the fan votes, so it's only 50%.
I also have been kind of keeping up with the Pistons a little bit. And I think Cade Cunningham really deserves it.
Yeah.
Like the Pistons are good. They're not too bad. And he's been playing as their best player, right?
Absolutely.
So he's like seventh in guards in the East, but I think he should hopefully get in. Maybe it's because of injury that he gets in, but I think he deserves something.
Yeah.
And then Karl Anthony Towns.
Oh man.
He's probably the best center in the East right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's looking like there was some points in Minnesota before Ant got big and before Gobert got there that he was like he carried their whole offense. He's kind of looking like that again. He's improved a little bit defensively, which is kind of surprising because he's been pretty bad defensively over his career. But New York's a good fit for him, I think.
Yeah, the Timberwolves, at least right now, totally lost that trade.
Yes, they did.
I don't know what happened to Cat, but he might have had Michael Jordan's special stuff.
Yep.
Once he got to New York, he drank that, and now he's balling out.
Yeah, LeBron James is still up there, and KD. I'm not sure that we love both those guys. They're both ballers. I'm not sure that they're the third and fourth best players in the league, but or I guess the fourth and fifth of Jason Tatum.
Probably top 10, top 12 for sure.
Maybe. They're probably pushing it at this point, yeah.
Yeah, they're starting to fall a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. And
I do think they should be All-Stars, but yeah.
That doesn't help them either.
Yeah, I do think they should be All-Stars. Starters is,
Right.
Whatever, but it is kind of just a fun thing.
They're I think maybe next episode or in a week or two, we'll give our All-Star predictions.
Yes, we'll cast our ballots.
So we're just giving you a little sneak peek.
Yes.
Looking at the votes, seeing who really deserves it. But I know every single year there's at least five guys that I think really deserve it that don't get in.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, it felt like in the Western Conference, there was like seven guys that I think could have made it just because the West is so stacked.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I like the first round of votes. I think LaMelo, like you said, it's probably the biggest thing that I don't see why he's the number one guard in the East.
Absolutely.
But other than him, I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah. How's your fantasy team doing?
Well, I beat you by 1 point, 5-4.
Unfortunately.
So I'll take that win.
It got pretty tight there for a second.
We were neck and neck.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing pretty well. I'm 7-2.
Oh, man.
During this week. And let me see. I had a couple guys put up 40.
Ooh.
So my guy Giannis, he put up 40 last night.
Okay.
And Anthony Edwards put up like a 40-point game a couple nights ago. And then I had that Jared Allen game where he put up 25 for the win. And then I don't know if anyone's really been noticing because the Bulls aren't that good. But yeah. Zach LaVine's put up 5 straight 30-point games.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. I don't think the Bulls are necessarily like being that good. But like 5 straight 30-point games is crazy.
Yeah.
So Zach LaVine's carrying me in points and like 3-pointers. So
yeah.
That's and then I ended up trading Jimmy Butler for Klay Thompson.
Oh, man.
Do you think I won that trade?
Yeah, I like it. I don't hate it. I saw some other people in the league were like questioning it. I think it's a good trade, though, honestly.
I don't know. I don't think Jimmy Butler's going to like play as many games as Klay, so I'll just take a guy that will probably play more.
Well, and we were kind of wondering if this trade thing was going to be quick or long. It's kind of looking like it's going to be pretty drug out, honestly.
Right.
It doesn't seem like anybody's like jumping at the opportunity to get Jimmy Butler as much as we thought they were.
Yep. we'll see what happens. I think the Heat are just too stingy. I think there's been a couple offers that they just say like, we don't want what you're giving us. Yeah.
Yeah. If the Lakers had first round picks to trade, I'm sure they would be sending them over there.
Yeah, and I think the Miami Heat have no leverage anymore.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, not wanting to play, and so...
Yeah.
What are you going to demand for him, right? He's not... Yeah. He doesn't want to be there, so...
Yeah, seriously. Okay, we didn't plan to talk about this, but I just remembered it. Have you heard about the new professional women's volleyball league?
No.
That they just started. It's called...
Oh, wow.
Love B, L-O-V-B. I don't know if that's how you say it. But Utah has a team, the Salt Lake, what do they call
them? Interesting.
I think they just call them Love B Salt Lake. But they had their first game here in Utah the other day. I just saw it on the news, but it's kind of cool. They have a couple
How many
local
teams are there? Yeah.
Let me see. It looks like there's 6 teams right now.
Oh.
But like the game I saw, like there was a full crowd. And like the production value of it was like really good, which is a good start.
Where do you know where they're playing at?
I couldn't really tell.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to know, but
because it's like so new, I've never even thought about anything like that.
And so, anyways, it's kind of a cool note. Let me see if I can figure out. They play at Bruin Arena. I think that's the Salt Lake Community College.
Ah,
if I am thinking right, so they must play at Salt Lake Community College, but the. Honestly, that's so cool. Their next game's on Wednesday the 22nd, so in a week and a half. They play Houston, or that's the next home game at least. We play this Wednesday too. But
yeah, it looks like their founding partner is Adidas.
Okay.
And they're already sponsored by ESPN.
Yeah.
So pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
They're backed by some money makers.
Big names, yeah. So hopefully, I actually do really enjoy watching volleyball whenever we go to BYU volleyball games. And so I think that's an area where, in my opinion, I know it's like a risky thing nowadays to talk about women's sports. But in my opinion, women's volleyball is probably the most competitive of all the women's sports. That's just my opinion, of course.
I think definitely volleyball. I put soccer right there as well.
Absolutely.
Basketball is up there as well, I think.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Utah Hockey Club got the win last night. I got to go to the game. It was pretty fun. But 18, 16, and 7 really didn't move in the standings at all. We kind of lost 1-1-1 and tied 1 this week. So
it's better than that losing streak that we've been accustomed to doing every once in a while.
Yeah, the Sharks that we played last night, though, they're like the second worst team in the NHL, so it's good to beat them. Dylan Gunther's out for the season, though, our boy.
No, he was so good.
Yeah, he was
so good.
But he got hit up against the glass, and then somebody just came in and took out his knee or something. And anyway, so he'll be out for the season. But
yeah, we're 3 points out of the wild card.
Okay,
but there's a lot of teams hanging out around us. It's pretty competitive right there,
and we're still probably only about halfway through, maybe a little more than halfway. So we got some time. Mm-hmm. BYU basketball. Oh,
it's been rough.
Not looking
good.
Did you?
I don't know if it's been since our last episode, the Houston game. I think that happened right after we finished recording last week.
Man,
watched the whole thing. Painful.
That was horrible.
Yeah, losing by 30 and just getting every layup blocked. Let's hope that never happens
and
again.
And then we just like our confidence was so shot, we were missing wide open layups and oh man.
I might low key Houston could be your tournament.
They're good.
Winner. They've been really good.
They're good. That was a very they were so disciplined. Even in the past when Houston has been good, we've still played close with them, but
we went to the home game against
Texas Tech.
Yeah, Texas Tech. That was a little closer, a game I feel like we could have had.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't know, that number five guy on Texas Tech, he just started posting up for like five possessions straight and scored every time. So we got to figure out some defensive adjustments and things like that. Our guys got punished by him and we just couldn't handle them at the end of the game.
Yeah, I agree. I think our offense... I'm wondering if it's just a first-year offense or we're trying to implement. All these guys are trying to learn it. Because it doesn't seem like the ball moves very well. We don't get good shots. Every shot we take is just kind of forced, it feels like. So.
Yeah, it definitely seems like an adjusting period. I feel like with this college basketball season, just because we've had such a cupcake schedule up until the last couple games, it's like the season's starting over.
Yeah, a little bit.
When we get into conference play.
Yeah.
So I hope give the team a little bit of slack the next couple games. It's okay to lose a couple.
Yeah, did you see, I think we talked about it at the game the other day, but Savion Stanton, the center that we got in recruiting for BYU.
Yeah.
He's transferring to Utah Prep from Nevada, wherever he was in Nevada, to play with AJ Devonta for the rest of his senior year.
I don't even know how you can just decide, oh yeah, by the way, I'm going to move to your high school.
And then Utah Prep also got some guy from Oak Hills, which I think is Melo's high school. They got him to come.
Kevin Durant's high school.
Oh, is it Kevin Durant?
And I think both for him and Carmelo Anthony,
Anyways, he's like committed to Virginia Tech or something. And they like got him and Savion Stanton to come. I'm pretty sure they're halfway through the high school basketball season. So I didn't even know you could recruit in high school basketball.
I guess you can. Yeah,
I guess
they might win the. Is there a national high school championship or is it just state?
I think there is. Yeah, I saw a high school ranking the other day, and Utah Prep was like third or fourth. So I guess
let's go.
Which I think that's good for Utah, like basketball as like a state, like. Mm-hmm. That we're kind of just developing. I think BYU's building a good culture.
Got a lot of new houses being built, new people moving in.
Utah's got a good history with basketball. Mm-hmm. Utah State is killing it right now.
Yeah, they're ranked 25. Maybe I don't know if they still
are. Yeah, they have a couple ranked wins. So anyways, it's good for the state.
Also I was looking up a while ago, just like every year there's a Mr. Basketball for Utah and what all the other states, right?
Yeah.
We haven't had any like big names be Mr. Basketball and get to the NBA. It's only been like Sean Bradley or like
TJ Hawes and the
guy that went to the Pelicans. He played for Lone Peak.
I
can't remember his name, but
yeah,
there's been like one or two NBA players that come from Utah high schools.
Yeah,
but
not a lot.
Yeah, so I guess this is good for us.
Yeah,
have a year like that.
Build a better culture here,
and then just. I don't know if you've been enjoying this, but every night there's a college or NFL playoff game for the next four or five days in a row. I'll say I was rooting for Texas last night,
really?
And I was pretty sad that they lost. But it looks like we got, Notre Dame and Ohio State.
Yeah, Notre Dame's a big surprise to me. Like, they had a really bad loss earlier in the season. And
Northern Illinois.
Yeah, I just honestly wasn't that impressed with their... all non-conference schedule because they don't play anybody, but they proved me wrong. I'll eat that.
I mean, they beat Army and Navy. They were both ranked when they played Army and Navy.
I guess so.
If you count those as ranked wins.
Yeah. But anyways, there were some really good college football playoff games this round. Mm-hmm. Penn State really kept it close. Texas and it was a 2-score ending, but the strip sack at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Took it 82 yards to the house, so
crazy. Texas had a lot of chances.
Yeah, they could have won pretty easily.
So I'm hoping for Notre Dame is who I'm rooting for, but I think Ohio State's probably going to take it.
They're pretty good, yeah.
They're it's gonna just going to be tough to
Their
beat.
Defense is so good, so we'll see what happens. Yep. But, NFL playoffs. I don't know. It's just,
I think the question on everybody's mind, this is probably the NFL script that they wrote this year.
Yeah.
Are the Chiefs going to three-peat? That's the big question in everybody's mind. And then the next one is, are the Lions for real?
Yeah.
But I'm kind of sad for the Lions. They got so many injuries.
Yeah, they do.
My dad's a huge Vikings fan, so I have to root for them.
Yeah.
But the NFL playoffs would be decent.
I think so,
There's a lot of teams that could take it, and so I don't think, even though the Chiefs are 15-1, nobody really sees them as a clear favorite.
No.
So it could, and maybe, I know on TV they're talking about Lamar Jackson. Every year he's kind of tanked in the playoffs. Yeah. They wonder if maybe this is Lamar Jackson's year.
Yeah, I'm a big Ravens fan. I'm not really a big Lamar Jackson believer. I believe in like his ability to be a good football player because he's
two MVPs, maybe three this year. Yeah,
he's incredible. Like this year, this is probably his best season ever. But I don't know if I believe like his style of football is winning football. So I'm kind of like protecting myself by like not believing too much in what they're doing.
Yeah,
but it's exciting though.
I would say Stephen A. talked about this. He said there's of the quarterbacks that have won two MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them has won a Super Bowl except for Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's got to come
at
some point, right? When you're this great, you have to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then not to mention, and like a lot of people forget, they literally have Derrick Henry.
Yeah. That's true.
Top three running back. So, I mean, if Lamar struggles, you can hand it off to Derrick Henry and that can really help you.
He's finally got some better receivers around too. I know I really like Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers is out though.
Oh, the whole playoffs?
Yeah, he's completely out next game. Yeah. So that's going to be really hard on the Ravens. But who knows? It could be his year. It could be a three-peat for the Chiefs. Yeah.
Could be
one of those NFC teams.
I'll be honest, I'm kind of rooting for the Lions. I really like Dan Campbell a lot. Every time I say Dan Campbell clip, I'm like, bruh, I feel
you
like
get fired up.
I'd run through a wall for that guy. I don't even play for him. Like, man,
I love it. And you can tell his players love him too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll be honest. I'm not always a fan of going for it on fourth down every time.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's pretty aggressive.
So like maybe I would dial it back a little bit, but I think it's for the culture. It's fun to see them go for it on fourth down every time.
Yeah, I agree.
So
yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, but we'll see. I guess this week's the wild card weekend, so I guess when we get to our next episode, we'll be in the next round.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you joining us on our episode today. Don't forget to leave us a like, a rating, share it with a friend. You can find us on, of course, all of your favorite platforms, Spotify, Apple, YouTube. Of course, we talk about the Jazz games every week, but we also talk about different things with the team, so you still would want to go check out our past episodes. And we hope that you're safe out in the snow as you're driving, and have a good week.
Take care.